The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Chump Chat. It's your boy, Johan Gomez, with my co-hosts, Tanner Tessman and Justin Burns. We're back as a trio, and we're back and ready to rumble. Make sure y'all hit the like button, the subscribe button. Get us to 500 subscribers. We're continuing to get consistent and just flow like we used to. So happy to be back. And what's up with the boys? How are y'all?
Doing good. I'd like to apologize for the viewers for the screen, but I'm in the airport right now, traveling to U.S. of Tampa, Florida. I'm going to get some minutes this week. So
you are?
Stay tuned for that. ESPN, yeah. So ESPN Plus, stay tuned.
Damn, I'm actually excited, nice. Bro. What time do you play? I'll try to tune in if I can.
7 tomorrow. So I don't know what time that is for y'all.
7 p.m.? Oh, it'll be a bit late for me, but they show the replay, right?
You can watch the replay. Yeah, you'll watch it. I'll probably get perfect. Like 10, 15. We'll see. Right back. Okay.
Or left. It's conference play? Because they're in the same conference as y'all, right?
Yeah. We have 4 games left in the season. USF, UCF, Memphis, and Tulsa.
Tulsa's nice, good. Bro. Oh, Malik is out there, huh?
Yeah, Malik's having a great season, man.
Y'all lost a heartbreaker to Tulsa, huh?
We did, yeah. There were 7 seconds left on the clock in the second.
My dad was watching that game, actually. He told me he was watching
it. It was a good game.
It was like a buzzer beater, right? Basically?
Yes. There were 7 seconds left. And then it's sudden death. Golden goal. And they scored on us. It was a heartbreaker.
But what's the reaction after something like that, like in the locker room?
Oh, dude, just total defeat. It's like, you can't believe what just happened. And then it's like, so immediately following it, you're just crushed, like the whole team's crushed. And then the next day, you just get out and train and work. And we're going to play them again Wednesday at our place. So, and to have that in our minds, the last 7 seconds in our minds whenever we play them next week.
Yeah,
bro. Love that.
It's about all you can do. You can't get caught up on it or else you're not going to go forward. You're not going to be able to move from it. So we remember it, but we're moving from it. We're ready to.
That's actually something I wanted to talk about because, like, at FC Dallas, we weren't very used to losing. Like, I had to get used to losing last year, both that we lost a lot. This year, even we lose, but not a lot, but I'm still getting used to it, bro. Like, I don't know how it is for you, Tanner, at Venezia, or even with the FC Dallas first team, you would lose more than in the academy, bro. Like, I don't know if I've gotten used to losing often yet. You know, like, I guess we never really had to deal with it. Like, the worst I'd say it got would be like every time we'd lose a final, which we lost like 5 finals, but. You know, still, it wasn't like too bad. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, I agree because like in the academy, we're just so dominant. And then even with the USL, like we were so dominant with North Texas when we were playing up. And then, it's like you go to the new teams in Europe and it's just a different style. And then your team's like losing and the reaction is different from like how, how Lucci would have done it as well. Like how FC Dallas reacts to losing, like it's more of like a problem because, you know, we're meant to win. Like that's why we're FC Dallas, is because we never lost. So when you come here and it's like some teams are like losing, is like they know they're not going to win every game, especially in Serie A. Like we know we're not going to win every game, or like some games are going to be super tough. Like we think we can beat everybody, obviously, but it's some games it's just like, that's a good team, you know, like what are we going to do, you know, versus Inter Milan, you know, like what are we going to say?
Right. I mean, right.
So
Judd, I was going to ask you also, I'm 10, you the same, like, you know how 10, you probably realize now, I don't know how it is in college, Judd, but like, when they say, oh, like, it's okay if we just draw, if it's away from home, it's like, oh, we'll take the draw. Like, we never would have done that at FC Dallas, you know? That was never acceptable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like, it's weird to me. Like the other day, my coach was like, it was halftime. He was like, it's okay. Let's just play for the point. And I was like, what the, you know, like,
yeah.
It's just no, weird. It's weird to me, but it makes sense. But it's also like super weird because at FC Dallas, we never would have said anything like that. It's just crazy. Yeah. No.
It's just because to me, it's literally just relegation and promotion. Like, any point you can get is can change your season. Like if you, especially if you get momentum and you tie a big game and then you push the next game, it like, it builds your season. Whereas like in America, it's like, you just want to win. And then, I mean, 1 point is like the last 10 minutes. If you fight for 1 point, then it's good, you know, but you never think like, yeah, today, if we get a draw, it's going to be a good game. Like,
right. This kind of build, I don't think we ever go into a game saying we're going to try and tie this game and get the point. You always go in with the intent to win. But like at halftime, if things aren't going your way and it's a tough game, then I think that's whenever they start to push for the tie, which I'm not used to, and I don't think I agree with it. I think if you go for a tie, you're going to end up losing just because you change the way you play. Like if you keep on pushing for a goal.
Do you think if you have a haircut like Judd, you're more likely to tie a game?
I'm in a grow out phase. I'm in a grow out phase. I'm working on it.
Oh, you're definitely more likely to lose the game.
Give me a couple more months.
Yeah, it was either loser or tie, but I went.
You know
who
he looks like? He looks like the blonde version of that one guy. What's that one movie? The Lorax? The guy that like buys all the air. You know what I'm talking about? The short guy with like the part of
black hair.
I
don't even look like that guy. No, I don't look like that guy at all.
You do look like that guy. I'm gonna pop up a picture of that guy.
That is an absurd accusation. For the viewers, I'm in the grow up phase. Give me a couple more months and it's gonna be luscious.
As long as your girlfriend still loves you, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, true.
But nah, bro, what else has been going on? What else has been going on with y'all? Like on the field, off the field, anything really?
Got my grades up. I got my grades up. So that happened.
What's your GPA sitting at right now?
It's sitting okay. Still working on bumping that.
What's the minimum you can have to be eligible to play?
1.9.
And what do you have right now?
2.5.
That's not horrible. Is that what like B's?
I'm still working on. Yeah, but I'm thinking of law school, so I need to bring that thing up.
Well, yeah, you're thinking of law school? Is that what you said?
You definitely need to bring that up, brother.
Yeah.
What do you need to get into law school?
High, if I want to get into a good one.
Yeah, good law school. Yeah.
Mid tier one probably right now, but who knows? Who knows? I'm also broke. I have $16 in my bank account. I'll send Johan a screenshot of my bank account that he can pop up. So that's not great. Kind of rubbing pennies together to try and eat. But, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, life of a college student. At least that explains the haircut, you know?
Well, actually, I got this haircut for free. So story behind the haircut, I got it for free when I went to Memphis. There was a salon place not far from the hotel. I just walked over there and the guy did it for me for free. It's sick.
So y'all want to talk about something? So let's talk about just last night, FC Dallas officially is eliminated from playoffs.
Well, they're officially eliminated.
What are your instant reactions?
Do you like the move? Hold on. Here's well, first of all, we have struggled the past couple of years, the first team. But I have another question building off that. What do you think of the Lucci fire? What do you think of the Lucci fire?
We talked about this last time, didn't we?
We talked about this, Judd.
Lucci? Oh.
No, we talked about it with Jogo Tan. We talked about it with Jogo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't talk about it with me. That's why.
Yeah,
I
but the fans already heard it. So let's. What are your first reactions to FC Dallas being eliminated from playoffs?
I think it might be a good wake-up call for the whole organization to kind of.
What do you think Lucci's thinking right now? It's like, I wasn't the problem. What do you think? You think he's thinking that? He definitely is thinking that.
I think it's hard to get into Mondolucci right now.
No, I don't think he's like that.
He's not like that. I mean, he's not like that, but it's like he definitely.
I think he's a guy that knows that, like he always said in the academy, like at any time somebody else could take my job. So every day I'm gonna treat it like I'm trying to fight for a spot. But I think he knows that he could have done better. Like he could have kept the team like believing in him more. But it was a tough season, and we kept at the beginning of the year we kept saying like we're gonna flip it around, like it's just a couple of games, and then it was just you know a few games, and then it's a handful of games that we haven't been performing, so it was like I don't know, it was tough, but I mean it's also tough the situation Marco's been put in to jump in at the end of the season with a team that's all over the place kind of, and also your leading goal scorer isn't playing any games because he's at qualifiers. He gets hurt. He's out.
He's hurt. So, is that why he didn't play?
Yeah, he got stitches in his foot. He got.
Yeah, what happened? Did he get cleated in practice?
No, he got cleated in the last game with the U.S. and he's fine. He just the outside of his foot is. He got stitches on it, so he has to wait until they heal before he can.
It was like a puncture wound.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Talk about the striker in form right now, though. Shout out to Ricardo Pepi; he's doing incredible things.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing right now you heard it here first. He will be leaving FC Dallas for a lot of money.
I mean, I don't think you're such a genius.
Wow.
But you heard it here first.
You heard it here 58th time on Chum Chat. Ricardo Pepi leaving FC Dallas.
Maybe
requested a transfer.
Time. Maybe the 60th
requested
time
a transfer in the January window.
So who do you think
for the people who are watching it today? I don't think that's the first time they've heard it today, honestly.
Yeah, first time you heard it from
in the last hour.
Who do you think is going to be the new head coach?
You think
this is
Marco
something we can
team?
Talk about? No, huh? No chance. I think. See, to me, there's a few options. And hear me out. This is a hot take, by the way. So viewers, don't take me verbatim. I'm not in the FC Dallas loop anymore.
Here.
So I have no idea what's going on. This is just what I think would be possible. FC Dallas is a team.
No chance. Chewy would be good, actually. I would say Chewy.
So yeah. Chewy is one coach that I think has potential, but the problem is he's not speaking good English. Obviously, it's not a problem in FC Dallas if you're speaking Spanish. Yeah. So I think Chewy. He wouldn't be my number one. I think Chewy's a great coach. I'm not saying he's not my number one. I'm just saying what FC Dallas would go with. I think number one, in FC Dallas is an internal club, so they always hire the next guy, right?
No way you're going to say Chris Hayden.
Right. No, it's Chris Hayden obviously is like an obvious answer, but he hasn't been coaching. I'd say Eric Quill would get the jump up from North Texas. He's done well with North Texas. Develop players. It's a development club. How are you not going to give your second team coach who does a great job to get a chance to coach the first team? I'm surprised they didn't let him coach at the end of the year.
Do you think Eric Quill wants to make that jump himself? Or
he does. Yes. He definitely does.
Where he is at
yes.
the
he definitely yes. does. But Tanner, I'm going to tell you this though. I don't know if the Huns are going to take that risk because a lot of people are starting to get angry that they're not actually winning games. And that they're not like making playoffs and stuff. So I don't know if they'd really take that risk on someone who's never coached at that level before. Again, because this is YouTube 2.0 maybe.
So Mikey. my second hot take, Judd, bro, you just need to mute, bro, for real. My second hot take, which is a kind of a stretched out one, is Jason Kreis, former FC Dallas player, has. A bunch of great.
I don't even
seasons.
Know who that is, so no, that's a no for me.
Judd,
is he
for
an
real,
Miami
mute,
coach,
bro, for real.
or Fort Lauderdale,
no,
or something like that?
Jason Kreis coached Colorado, and then he is the U23 head coach for the national team.
Okay,
but I don't know what the situation is, but he's a former FC Dallas coach. The 23s haven't made a cycle in four cycles, so. Maybe he stays with the 23s. Maybe he doesn't stay with the 23s and gets a different job. But I say it has potential because he's a former FC Dallas player and they do the same thing. Peter was a former FC Dallas player. Lucci was a former FC Dallas player. So there's a connection in the family still there. It's not like he's just a random guy or a random coach that they're bringing in. He has a connection to the club, which FC Dallas loves. That's who FC Dallas is. And so I think it's potential. If it's somebody not in the club already, I think Jason Kreis is, he's got to be close right. to being up there because he
so you're is thinking, a good shout.
Yeah, I like where you're going with this internal, like, keep FC Dallas, FC Dallas type thing. But what are the odds they go totally external, try and shake things up and go for something
They
else?
Could. I feel like they might make some changes because people are calling like for changes.
Yes, I feel like the supporters and the minimal supporters, they're tired of it. They're tired of
all right. Let me do what I would do. This is what I would do if I was the Hunts. Or this is someone I would think about. I don't know if you agree with this. He's actually in another club right now. In
Wait,
Texas.
Hold up.
Mikey Vadas.
No, bro.
Mikey Vadas.
He left with Lucci, bro.
Mikey Vadas is just coming back. That was just a political stunt.
Take me back on what I said with Jason Kreis. Jason Kreis coached Real Salt Lake, New York City, Orlando City, the 23s. And then, like you said, John, he's at Fort Lauderdale and he's the Inter Miami assistant coach now. So I think he has potential. Played at FC Dallas for 8 years, scored 91 goals. So I think he has potential. I'm just saying.
He's got a good rap sheet.
This is what I would
do.
He's
got a good rap sheet.
I wouldn't do this, but I'd consider him. Considering his success with the U-20s and considering that Dallas is literally just a bunch of homegrowns, I would consider bringing in Tab Ramos. I really would. I consider him to develop the
players. Would Tab be willing to?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't think he would.
I don't know what you think about
that. I like Tab. I think he's a good coach. I just don't see him leaving after 1 year in Houston.
2 years. He's been there 2 years.
Two years. Yeah, 2 years in Houston. And especially
– how's Houston doing?
They're the same exactly. as FC Dallas. So I don't – maybe if Houston –
the three Texas
but I don't
teams
think
are bottom of the
leave.
Table. How is it that Texas is this hotbed for soccer and the three Texas clubs are at the very bottom of the table?
Austin is crazy. The other fans – that's actually another thing that I want to think –
Austin's such
talk
a sick
about,
atmosphere.
Dan, what do you think about – now that you're outside of FC Dallas – not, I mean, you're still connected to it, but like not part of the club. What do you genuinely think that FC Dallas could do better to get fans into the stadium? Because that's fans change games. I mean, there's no question about it, bro.
The obvious answer to me would just be move closer to Dallas. Like if they played in a different stadium near Dallas, I think loads of fans would go. Because you look at the games that when America comes and they play in the Cotton Bowl for Dallas Cup with the 19s, and the whole Cotton Bowl is filled with 80,000 people. They're all from Dallas and they're all a different ethnicity. And I think if we can draw closer to that, I mean, that's like a hard move. You know, you got to move your whole everything to Dallas, which is not easy, but I mean, obviously you could buy a big name player that Americans would know and try to get in the stadium, but we're not that club. So I don't know. I think we're also like a South America influenced team. So we buy these players like Frank O'Hara, who has a huge name in Mexico, but no Americans know who he is. So he has the name to him, but none of the Americans know. But a lot of Hispanics, South Americans, they know the name Frank O'Hara, like it's a household name. So it's just different. But I mean, I think we try to market well to the Americans that aren't interested in soccer. Like they kind of
right.
You know, Pepe, get on the Pepe train, Big Bad Brian, Tanner the Tank. We kind of. I don't know. The media tries to find like a fine line of joking around a little bit and being funny, and then like trying to stay serious at the same time. When I'm not so sure if they need to joke around as much if they want to be taken seriously as a club, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Think
maybe the marketing.
Yeah,
location. I don't know.
Well, I think Frisco right now, like the people moving in, Frisco is like huge, right? It's growing big time, but I don't think there's soccer people moving in. I think it's just a bunch of suburban families that don't really care. The marketing needs to change. Also, I did unfollow FC Dallas on everything because they just got so annoying. So yeah, maybe that's part of it.
I wouldn't say they're that annoying. I think some of the stuff they do post is quite funny.
It's good. And like, it's and it amusing. Gets interactions. It gets
I unfollowed.
Yeah.
My reaction and my interaction was to click the unfollow button because I was annoyed.
I mean,
it's kind of what Tanner's saying though. They need to maybe do a better mixture of joking around and, yes. and being serious.
Cause even like, so like, for example, you can post like a more personal post about a person, like about a player. But if you're doing like a starting 11 and you say like America's striker as your number 9, instead of saying Pepe, like that's kind of too far. And then it would be like when they said like homegrown, they would be like, I don't know. They say stuff. I don't know. I love the marketing team. So I'm not trying to take a hit on the marketing team because I love what they're trying to do. And they're trying to engage with the audience as much as possible. With
yeah,
the players.
That is something that's underrated.
It's just hard to, yeah, it's just hard to find a line when maybe a lot of these posts that are quite funny get a lot of interaction. And maybe they need they could post more of the jokey stuff on Twitter and more serious stuff on Instagram or, you know, maybe mix it up on different platforms. But
at the end of the day, unfortunately for FC Dallas, follows on Instagram, Twitter aren't really transitioning into seats in the stadium.
Well, yeah.
And that's really what matters.
I also think if we won more people would go.
I don't know. Because 2016, they won. Remember, we were all there. We were all there 2016. They won 2 trophies. They were a good team. And most games
were still pretty empty. That was when we had the least fans. Yeah. I'll be honest. Being back this year, the start of COVID opening up, there was a ton of people at the games. But the difference is there's people at the games, but it's not a loud game. Like, John, you know, playing in Europe, if there's 10,000 people, it's going to be
so loud. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. So we need to build that's one thing about Austin is they have fans that are just loud. Like they're chanting a bunch. And you have the wall and LAFC has the whole wall. We have one corner section that chants.
Yeah.
Like that has drums. Like we need next year is going to be huge for the fans to jump in with FC Dallas and try to start the season off strong. There's going to be a lot of change, I think, with the players, the coaching staff, the academy staff as well. I think there's going to be a lot of changes. So.
Oh, bro, this is a perfect question for all three of us, actually. Because even Judd was also, I mean, I wasn't playing for FC Dallas first team, neither was Judd. We were all heavily involved in the academy. So I saw a tweet that said, I wonder if FC Dallas Academy players actually feel passion for the club, feel passion for FC Dallas, or if they just see FC Dallas as a stepping stone to move on to other things. Because his point was like, oh, the only person I've seen that actually feels the club is Pex and everyone else just wants to move on. So I don't know what you guys think. I never played for the first team, but I know like my love for FC Dallas is huge and I appreciate what they've done for me and I love the club. I don't know what you guys think. But I never saw it as something that was just like something extra just to move on to bigger things. You know what I mean?
No, it's a stepping stone for me. I didn't care. I mean, I'm grateful for everything they've done and how and the places and the exposure they got me and I love the boys and all that, but that's kind of like I didn't have a love for the whole club. It was just our team that I really felt.
That's a good point. At the same time, maybe some people.
That's who I was.
Love the environment created by the team rather than the actual people in the club. That's a good point, John.
Right. No, I loved our team and all that. But I think that just comes with like playing with y'all every day and training with y'all every day and all that. But I never had like this huge FC Dallas pride, you know.
I think I'm actually on board with that. I wouldn't say I was a huge FC Dallas fan while I was playing there, but I would do anything for the players I was playing with.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
like if anyone from our old team, if anyone from our old team calls me up and like needs something or like whatever, like I'll be there in a heartbeat. That's like just the kind of relationship that FC Dallas brought to us. And I think I'm going to be forever grateful for that. So that's what I'm thankful for FC Dallas for, but I'm not going to go out and support the first team. Like it's like I live, breathe and die FC Dallas. I live, breathe and die the team that we have there.
That's fair. That's a good answer.
Yeah, I think for me, I definitely have pride in FC Dallas, and I'm a huge fan. Regardless if I played with the first team, but I mean, to your point on being a stepping stone, FC Dallas has always been a stepping stone, I think, for everyone that grew up in the academy, because the goal is to make it to the first team and play with the first team. But the goal is also to go to Europe. Like we all, pretty much everybody I know in the academy that was, or the on the first team that signed homegrown, like their goal was to try to go to Europe. And obviously things happen where, you know, you get an injury like Paxton and maybe your best option is to stay at your home team where all your family is. and you make good money and you're playing good minutes, like, why would you leave? You know, like, your career will be a great career. There's nothing wrong with staying in the MLS, staying with FC Dallas.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I think for me, it was tough to try to, I don't know, say that I wasn't prideful. And like, I have a lot of love and support for everybody in the whole facility, from staff to upstairs to the office, everybody that I met, I'm a huge supporter of, and I love the team. My favorite MLS team for sure. I support those guys. In 20 years, I'll be supporting FC Dallas. I think they've done so much for me. I mean, I came from Alabama.
Yeah. Everybody, I think you have a different experience.
Yeah, for sure. But
nobody treated you wrong.
Yeah. I never experienced that. So,
yeah, I don't think neither did I also. Like, I don't want to lie and say, because I don't want to lie and say I was a huge FC Dallas fan. I played there for 7 years. I can probably count the amount of FC Dallas games I actually went to on both my hands. You know what I mean?
True,
so I wasn't like living, breathing that. Honestly, the best experience I had at FC Dallas games, remember when they would make the whole academy go?
Yeah, that was fun, sick.
Bro.
Yeah.
We would sit there.
No, those were
fun. But you weren't doing that for the team. You were doing that with the boys.
But also, like, it's a question of also some of my favorite moments is when I look back. And remember when we would like go support the younger teams, or the older teams would support us, and they would chant, and we'd go celebrate with them? Like, that was like, I don't know if that was me feeling the club or me feeling the boys. You know what I mean? But in that moment,
yeah,
I swear,
it's
like,
hard
I
to
love
distinguish.
The team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Same.
It's weird. It's a weird question, but I mean.
But I mean, you support FC Dallas, because if FC Dallas is going to play against Nashville, I mean, you're going
to
want FC Dallas to win.
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course.
For sure.
But also, going back to, like,
Boys,
things of the
we're
fans.
About to board.
Okay. Me and Tanner, you want to keep.
But can y'all
yeah,
finish it
I'm
up?
Down to keep going.
Yeah. I'll do a little after for myself. All right. Signing off. Good to be back on. Tune in tomorrow night, Friday night. I guess you won't this by the time this airs, but Friday night, 7 p.m. versus USF.
Thanks. I'll announce it on Instagram tomorrow. Just remind me.
All right, please. Yeah, I'll send you a text.
See you, bro.
All right, boys, appreciate it.
Bro, honestly, what I was gonna say is going back to the thought of the fans and like the marketing, I would say, yo, they have what, three screens in at the stadium? Or four? Three or four screens at Toyota Stadium, right?
Three.
Bro,
they have two for
it?
Sure at the corners, and then they have one on the other side, I think.
Okay, yeah. So my thing is like, what is such a big deal that they can't put like chants, the lyrics of chants on the screen, and like make the people chant together? Because in England and all these other places, you don't see like obviously the wall chants the whole game, right? But we're not even asking them to do that. But in some chance, the whole stadium chance, you know what I mean? Even the people who are just sitting there casually. And so I don't understand why they can't, like, I think that's what makes the game more fun, when the fans feel like they're a part of the experience. Because if they're just sitting there eating their hot dog, eating their nachos, watching the game, people who aren't fans of football are going to say, oh, this is boring, I'm not coming back. But feel like if they're singing and chanting and the team scores and they go crazy, it's a different experience. You know what I mean? That's what I think.
Yeah. I think it's tough, though, when you have, like, American sports. There's just like the point of where there's like sparks of action, right? So you have basketball, three pointer, you stand up. You have football, long pass or touchdown or turnover, you stand up. Baseball, big hit or crazy play, you stand up. And the rest of those times, you're just sitting. Halftime, you're sitting. During a, you know, you're just sitting watching baseball. You're sitting in certain games of a football game. NBA, you sit when it's this first and second quarter, you sit. But soccer is such a, it's the only sport that's continuous, and Americans don't appreciate like the spikes, you know, like a good action, like it, you know, in Europe, you make a good action, even if you're in the back and you play out of pressure, you get claps. When the other team's possessing the ball too long. Yeah, when the other team possesses the ball too long at your home, they whistle, like they get mad. The fans are just in it so much more. And in the U.S., it's the chants as well are very poor chants. You know, like here they sing, you know, like it's a song and it's about something. And it's like that year they have a player that they're chanting about. In the U.S., it's, you know, defense. Like it's not – I mean, it's a good chant, obviously, but it's like – I don't know. And then also it's like – even in the MLS, like for Dallas, like I remember games where I would go to or games I was playing in, and we'd score a goal, and the only the wall is like up and cheering. Everybody else is just like sitting clapping, which like playing in Europe now is like a wild to me. Like if you score a goal in Europe, everybody stands up and is going crazy. Like it's just so different. But I mean, it's the same thing too. Like if we win a game, I guarantee 50% of the fans are just as happy if we would have lost the game. Like they don't really care. They leave the stadium thinking, you know, that was a fun,
it was a good experience. Family experience. Yeah.
It's not like, dang, you know, they're not really, you know, fans. They're just going to an event because they, you know, they want to go to a game, you know?
So that's what I was going to ask. You play in MLS, you've gotten to live a lot of these. Well, unfortunately you had COVID, but I don't know how many experiences you got to actually see, but did you see any like actual good places that had like decent chance, or would you say we're not even talking about Dallas anymore, just in general, everyone in the MLS is kind of like basic chance, stuff like that?
No. I think for sure, I'm just talking about FC Dallas and just a little bit about FC Dallas. I think FC Dallas's atmosphere is nice. It's also very hard to play in Dallas in the summer.
Bro,
how many fans are going to ask to come at 3 on a Sunday in the summer? Like, I mean, it's tough in general for fans to come out in the summer, especially in Dallas when it's so hot. But I'd say LAFC, unreal atmosphere, amazing atmosphere, tons of fans. They're chanting. They have a lot of cool things that they do with the eagle in the beginning of the game and the different kind of chants they have for the team. That was one of the best places I went. Let me think. Austin had good fans, even though I played them at home. They had fans that came, obviously not that far, but that was the most away fans I ever had at FC Dallas. There's a few good teams. Houston obviously can get away at Houston can get a, you know, it's a rivalry, so some games it can get a little loud, but Minnesota as well. Obviously Kansas City's
looks clean, bro. I like
Minnesota stadium's unreal, yeah. Kansas City when it's a, you know, we had a couple good games there where we won at the end and it was an intense game and the fans got involved, but it wasn't like from the beginning, you know. But I mean, Portland, if we would have played there with fans, it would have been unreal. Seattle, if we would have played there with fans, it would have been unreal. There's a lot of places that have good fans. Yeah,
that's another thing that you say that you bring up. Dallas needs. So when you think about Portland, they chop the log when they score, right? Or something like that.
Exactly.
Atlanta has the hammer. LAFC has the eagle, whatever they do. Like everyone has their thing. And I think that Dallas does a really poor job in marketing and stuff like that to people. Like, think about it, bro. Literally the biggest team in the NFL in the whole world, biggest NFL team in the whole world trains in the same city as you do. You know, they have some of the biggest players in the world and you can't do like a collab with them or something like that to get more fans. You know what I mean? You have Luka Doncic, one of like the best players in the NBA who plays in that city, who loves soccer, loves football.
Yeah.
And you can't get him to say something about FC Dallas. I mean, obviously he holds up a shirt, right? When it's playoff time or something like
that. Yeah. I saw that. They posted a picture today, actually, of Luka holding up a FC Dallas shirt.
But it's like,
I mean, come on, they could do so much more. I mean,
bro,
they could.
Know.
Yeah.
Imagine Luka.
And it sucks for the players too, because like,
imagine Luka leading a chant at Toyota Stadium, because they get Patrick Mahomes to go to an SKC game and lead chants and stuff like that. And what does he know about football, bro? Honestly, Luka speaks Spanish. Luka actually speaks Spanish.
The only person that comes is Dirk. That's the only person that's come. But even like, I don't know. We need what's hot now. You know, Luka's drawing so much attention in the league. I mean, imagine if you just came to a game and, I mean, did a halftime,
like, bro. Just imagine,
show or something.
Just
you know?
Imagine the PR you'd get if Dak and Zeke come to a game, sit in the suite, they're chilling there, right? And then like BR posts it, like, oh, Dak and Zeke chilling at the taking in that Dallas game. Boom, you get so many fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I know you're talking about like in a summer game, but that's amazing. Like the teams are gonna suffer coming to play, and the fans is gonna be tough too. Honestly, for me, the Hunts make a lot of money, bro. It's a small investment. Either hand out, give a deal on water, something like that, or like give those little like spray mist things to every fan that comes in, or just build a freaking roof, bro. Just build a roof that like covers the shade for the people, you know? I just think that there's a lack of effort in a lot of different places, and FC Dallas could definitely be a powerhouse for fans, just because Dallas is growing so much as a city also. That like they can get all these fans to commit to this team, but I don't know, man. It's
funny we talk about this though, because I think that's why LA has such a good fan base, because they have, you know, celebs that come to the game or whatever and are involved. But it's also like kind of what we're trying to grow here in Venezia. Like we have so many famous people come here, like Kanye flew in the other day, Beyonce, was here a couple of days ago. I mean, everybody, a bunch of famous people come to Venice. So we're trying to, I know our media team's trying to grow that. We're like, we could get a couple of big famous names to come to the game and just help. I mean, we're already a big team, like kind of known in the world now that we're in Serie A. Like, people buy jerseys from everywhere. It's crazy.
Bro, but that's what I'm saying. That's the thing about you guys. Your jerseys is like the style. Like, it looks like y'all are in a magazine. You know what I mean? And that's what, like, makes people love your club. That's what makes me want to follow your club. Like, it's just, boom, you stick to that and you know it. I don't think FC Dallas has anything like that, you know? Or most clubs in MLS.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
But, hey.
Yeah, I think it's been a banger of an episode, though.
Honestly, bro, I think people
love some hot takes on FC Dallas.
It's just,
hey, look, it's all love for me from FC Dallas. At
the end of the day. Yeah, for both of us. I mean, we both grew up there, bro. Like, I just want to see them win, honestly. I really do. Like, win not on the field, but win in different ways. Like, I want to – hopefully, maybe both of us can come back and play, and I want to play in front of a full stadium, you know, the people who are really fighting for us, you know, rooting. I don't want to come back in 15, 10 years and see no changes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, for sure. I mean, FC Dallas has a spot in my heart and my family's heart as well. So, I mean, I'd love to put roots there. We'll see what happens in the future.
Hey, but shout out FC Dallas. If y'all are watching this, hey, me and Sam, careers maybe up 15 years from now. Get at us, man. Get at us for some marketing and stuff, marketing strategies, because, hey, we got y'all. Because we really
It's a shame we're not coaching right now. Let's just say that. It's a shame we're not coaches right now.
It's a shame. Hey, but it's been a banger of episode. Thank you guys for tuning in so much. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Go follow Tan on Instagram. Go follow me on Instagram. Our socials are in the link in the description. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as we always say, go find your own success.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.